U.S. congressional leaders have reached agreement on a $900 billion COVID-19 relief package. It'll include another round of direct payments for individuals, federal unemployment benefits, and more support for small businesses. The package will be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history, following a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. But it remains unclear when Congress will vote to seal the deal. The United States is now shipping the second COVID-19 vaccine authorized in the country. The shot, developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health, is expected to be available later today, 3 days after the Food and Drug Administration authorized emergency rollout of the medicine. Meanwhile, an expert committee will debate who should be next in line for early doses of the Moderna vaccine and a similar one from Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. UK Health Minister Matt Hancock says the new strain of the coronavirus is out of control and Britain has to act fast to stop its spread. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has imposed an effective lockdown on over 16 million people in England and reversed plans to ease curbs over Christmas. He said the new coronavirus strain is up to 70% more transmissible than the original, but his scientific advisors believe that vaccines will be effective against it. World Health Organization COVID-19 technical lead Maria Van Kerkhove says the new variant was spotted in the UK in September and has since circulated in the southeast of England. Meantime, Hancock condemned as irresponsible the people who were seen rushing to board trains leaving London before the imposition of the new restrictions. On Sunday, the United Kingdom's reported daily infections reached a record high of nearly 36,000. Negotiators continue to try to secure a deal and safeguard almost $1 trillion U.S. dollars worth of trade with less than 2 weeks before Britain leaves the EU. Talks have been hamstrung over the EU's fishing rights in British waters and creating a level playing field, providing fair competition rules for both sides. The two sides have called on the other to move to secure a deal. As both parties need to get any deal approved by their parliaments, it's expected that any conclusion will most likely come before Christmas. Pakistan's accusing Indian forces of committing over 3,000 ceasefire violations this year along the line of control in the disputed Kashmir region. Islamabad says the violations resulted in 27 deaths and injuries to 250 innocent civilians. The two sides declared a ceasefire along the de facto border in 2003, but have routinely exchanged fire and accused each other of ceasefire violations. On Friday, a reported cross-border shooting by Indian forces hit a United Nations vehicle near the line of control. Pakistan's calling for a UN investigation into that incident. Cristiano Ronaldo has won the 2020 Golden Foot. 10 players are shortlisted by journalists from around the world before the public vote for the winner. The award is only given to active players of at least 28 years of age and can only be won once. Ronaldo says he's glad to be named among some legendary players.
It's a great honor. It's something that I expect to win one day. If you see the history of the legends that they receive this award, they are very important. So I'm glad to receive this award. It's the first one in my museum, and I'm so happy.
The last 5 Golden Foot winners have been Luka Modric, Edinson Cavani, Iker Casillas, Gianluigi Buffon, and Samuel Eto'o. The disaster action blockbuster The Rescue topped the Chinese box office over the weekend. The film raked in daily takings of more than $13 million U.S. dollars on Saturday, its second day on the big screen. It was followed by Wonder Woman 1984, which bagged over $7 million. Coming in third was domestic comedy Bath Buddy.